Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the show, we're spotlighting music from films directed by John Carpenter. Many of the scores will feature actually written by Mr. Carpenter himself, and we're going to begin with an atmospheric piece written for the sci-fi thriller Dark Star, released in 1974. Let's take a listen. Music from Dark Star, penned by John Carpenter. Carpenter also wrote the score for his next movie released in 1976, the gritty, memorable cop thriller Assault on Precinct 13. Take a listen. memorable music written for Assault on Precinct 13. Next up, we have what is undoubtedly John Carpenter's most iconic theme. Here are just a few notes of this one, and you'll recognize it right away. It is, of course, yep, that's it, the theme from Halloween. Take a listen. John Carpenter's memorable main theme written for Halloween. Next up, we move ahead to 1980, and a nice theme written for one of Carpenter's lesser films, a movie called The Fog. Not a bad movie, but one which just doesn't work as well as a lot of his early stuff. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Music from the Fog, written by John Carpenter. Next up, we feature the main theme from a movie which I've probably watched more than any other John Carpenter movie. I wouldn't say it's his best film, but I'll get to that one in a moment, but this one is certainly the one I return to the most. Here's music from Escape from New York. Enjoy. John Carpenter's theme from Escape from New York. Next up, we have music from another movie in which Carpenter collaborated with Kurt Russell, and Carpenter actually hired a real pro to write the music for this one. The score is by Ennio Morricone. The movie is The Thing. Take a listen. Thank you. Ennio Morricone actually sounding more like John Carpenter than he did at any other point in his career, and appropriately so, with that score for The Thing. Next up, a Carpenter theme which is a good deal different, shall we say, from the other scores we featured on the program thus far. This is his raucous main theme from Christine. Enjoy. Listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're featuring music from the films of director John Carpenter on the program today, and we continue with that now with a selection from 1986 from his movie Big Trouble in Little China. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Next up, we have one of my favorite Carpenter scores, actually. It's very simple, but it's tremendously effective and just builds this great sense of dread in the movie. This is a score written by Mr. Carpenter for Prince of Darkness. Enjoy. Music from Prince of Darkness, written by John Carpenter. Carpenter also wrote the score for his 1988 gem, They Live, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper. Let's take a listen to some of that one. Thank you. Music written for They Live by Mr. John Carpenter himself. Carpenter didn't score his lovely science fiction film Starman. He handed the scoring assignments on that one to Mr. Jack Nitzsche, who wrote this lovely theme. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's Jack Nitzsche's theme for Starman. Last but not least, and I do wish we had time to get to more stuff on the program today, but alas, we only have an hour, so we move along to a score from 1991, kind of a misfire for all involved, a movie called Memoirs of an Invisible Man, directed by Carpenter and starring Chevy Chase. Not a bad movie, but not one which really played to the strengths to most of the key players. The exception was Shirley Walker, who wrote a fantastic score. Let's take a listen. Fine music from Memoirs of an Invisible Man, written by Shirley Walker. That wraps up our time together on the program today. I do hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
For the time.